Hey everyone, before we begin, a note of caution. Although I have tried to keep the language in this episode within the family-friendly range that Monster Man normally has, this is the Slaanesh episode. So I am going to be discussing concepts that some people may not want to hear about or may not want their kids to listen to. You know, we are going to be discussing sexuality, and there is going to be some discussion of sexual violence. So if you don't want to hear about that, I absolutely understand. Maybe just give this episode a miss. Hello, and welcome to Patron Deities, a show about deities for my patrons. Unlike most episodes of Patron Deities, this is a bonus episode provided to patrons at all levels. And this is, of course, the fourth in our series of episodes about the powers of chaos from the Warhammer world. And that means, since we've already talked about Khorne, Tzeentch, and Nurgle, that this month we're talking about Slaanesh. And I really had to work to not introduce this episode with that the bit from Dawn of War, you know, "This quiet offends Slaanesh." That's not very good. You have to sort of sound like you're talking into a tin can to really get it right. But never mind, eh? Let's talk about Slaanesh. Slaanesh is the problem child of the Gods of Chaos, and rumor has persistently had it that Games Workshop are going to get rid of the Lord of Pleasure, even though every time that rumor circulates, turns out not to be true. I was told by people who were, you know, who ought to know that there wasn't going to be a whole lot of Slaanesh content coming up. And then it turned out that Wrath and Rapture included a bunch of stuff about Slaanesh, so. Rumors of Slaanesh's demise have been greatly exaggerated, but from an outsider's perspective, you can see what the problem is. To take a look at it, let's start at the beginning. Like Khorne, Slaanesh appeared in the first Realm of Chaos book, Slaves to Darkness. And like Khorne, Slaanesh has changed a little bit over time. Let's take a look at what that original description of Slaanesh said. "Slaanesh is the Lord of Pleasure, the power of chaos dedicated to the pursuit of hedonistic pleasures and the overthrow of all codes of decent behavior. He reigns in a vast and luxuriously appointed palace in the void, where favored followers litter the floors, indulging themselves in all forms of perverse pleasures of the flesh." It then goes on to say, "The worship of Slaanesh takes the form of great orgies involving every vice and perversity, and the highest members of his stroke her cults have altars and shrines concealed in their homes. The principle of indulging every whim and vice makes Slaanesh the most popular of the Chaos Gods among the population of the Old World. All are welcome in the cults of Slaanesh. The only requirements are an unswerving dedication to the pursuit of pleasure and a willingness to explore every possible vice and perversion to this end. This must be done regardless of any conventional codes of decent behavior or any law. It is only possible to incur the displeasure of this god by showing some remaining trace of moral scruples." Oh boy. See, here's the thing. The problem with Slaanesh is that Slaanesh is either too tame or too not tame. Because hedonism as a vice is either quite a, like, relatable human vice that's not really all that monstrous, or it's super monstrous. And monstrous in a way that I think is uncomfortable at most gaming tables. This is not a problem when what you're making is a miniatures war game, because all that Slaanesh really means in the Warhammer Fantasy Battles game is that, you know, people get to sculpt some kinky-looking stuff, and people in studded leather boots with whips and what have you. But in a role-playing context, Slaanesh presents a problem. On the one hand, contravening prevailing codes of good taste and decent behavior is not really all that big a deal, right? Most of us can think of societies whose prevailing codes of good taste and decent behavior are merely repressive, bigoted codes that are harmful to people like us or people that we care about. It's a vice where you look at someone and you're like, man, that person really needs to spend less time thinking about their pleasures and more time thinking about their responsibilities, which is a real problem that people can have in real life, but is not exactly apocalypse cult stuff. So on the one hand, if Slaanesh's vice and perversion are consensual vices and perversion being carried out among Slaanesh's worshippers, well, that might not really be your thing. But it's not exactly the same as Khorne's worshippers going around murdering people with axes, or Nurgle's worshippers spreading plagues, or Tzeentch's worshippers, you know, conspiring to overthrow the government or whatever. But on the other hand, if Slaanesh's vices are not consensual, then we're dealing with a whole other kettle of fish, because probably most people are not comfortable exploring that idea at their gaming tables, and I don't blame them. Now, you might say, James, why is this sort of thing taboo and off-limits? In fact, this proves that there is some extra shocking quality to sexual violence, and you're right, there is. And, you know, but it's also the case that very few people that you're going to be gaming with have been murdered with an axe or are concerned about being murdered with an axe. But the same might very well not be true of sexual violence or sexual coercion. So I feel like this is a problem for Slaanesh as anything other than an aesthetic. That's not a problem within the original Realm of Chaos context, because an aesthetic is all that it really is. What's interesting to me about this is that I feel like the people who created Slaanesh, or at least who developed Slaanesh, identified the same problem. Because even though the aesthetic of Slaanesh remains kinky and sexual, a bunch of other aspects get added to what it means to worship Slaanesh. And Slaanesh's worshippers become hedonists in this broad sense. I mean, this is in Realm of Chaos, but it's much more emphasized in later publications, this idea that they're into extreme sensations of every kind, whether that's physical sensations or whether that's things like art. A Slaanesh devotee's work is as likely to be some work of art that's a brain-bending assault on the senses as much as it is some big writhing orgy sequence. And I think that really works. That is what creates the most distinctive image of Slaanesh, which again comes from the Warhammer 40,000 universe, and that is the noise marines, people who play glam rock so loud and so shreddy that it blows your head up. That's terrific. That's, you know, that's something that has that feature that, like, makes chaos stuff popular, which is that on the one hand it's cool, on the other hand it's ridiculous, and on the third hand, which is very chaotic, I suppose, nobody wants their head exploded. So if I were going to include Slaanesh and Slaanesh's devotees in a fantasy game, I think I would emphasize those two aspects of it. First, the idea that hedonism is a distraction from the other things you have to worry about. You know, a lot of us, if left to our own devices, would be some kind of hedonists. I certainly have gluttony as a vice. You know, there's a temptation to that idea, whether that's the kind of, like, small hedonisms that I apparently am heir to, or, you know, the bigger and more dramatic ones. You know, people love thrilling new experiences. People love to visit new places. They love to go skydive. Those are all healthy versions of the thing which, taken to an unhealthy extreme, powers the worship of Slaanesh. That can become dangerous when you neglect the things that you need in favor of the things that you want. So you can imagine some society that's been corrupted by Slaanesh, where the people spend all their time growing drugs in their fields, right, instead of growing the food that they need. Or you can imagine some society, and indeed that there are societies like this, right, where people force communities to produce drugs instead of producing the food that they need for themselves. And so there we can see one of the ways in which Slaanesh can make other people victims of its worshippers' own hedonistic impulses without crossing the line into that, you know, that other stuff, right? So that's one, the idea that hedonism makes you neglect the important things. The second, and this is kind of straying into Xinchi territory, is the idea of works of art so shocking and radical and transgressive that they kind of, you know, blow off the doors of perception and open your minds to new and alien vistas. And you can get a kind of like Music of Eric Zan, sort of, that's a short story by H.P. Lovecraft about an old man that plays the violin, and this kind of like unearthly music reveals contact with some kind of unknowable other dimensional entity. So I think there's something to that, right? Something to the idea of the love of art, or even the love of pleasure, producing this obsession. So you could definitely have an artist NPC who is being sort of, you know, whose patron is encouraging them to get more and more into a type of creativity that is self-destructive, or indeed destructive to others. So I think that there are ways of incorporating Slaanesh and Slaanesh's grotesque yet appealing, I don't know how appealing we're talking about here, De gustibus non ecumendum. I have never really seen this thread of powerful eroticism that's supposed to run through all of Slaanesh's stuff, but I see the grotesquery. But, you know, everybody is into their own thing. Anyway, I think it's very possible to include the ideas behind Slaanesh as a chaos god in a Dungeons & Dragons game without either succumbing to the problem that if you tell a bunch of player characters, oh, this cult is into kinky sex stuff, they will either say, cool, sounds like fun. Or they'll say, well, that's not my bag, but it's none of my business. Or if they're running around forcing their kinky sex stuff on other people, then all of a sudden you're into an area that probably most people don't want to have at their gaming table. But there's plenty of other stuff in the pursuit of art and beauty and experience, from thrill seeking to art collecting to super loud rock music that explodes your head, that I think that there's plenty of material to explore, including Slaanesh, and Slaanesh's not very sinful sins in your fantasy RPG. Okay, that's it for this series of four episodes about the Chaos Gods. If you've got any ideas for what you'd like to hear on a future all Patreon level bonus content episodes, why not leave me a comment on the Patreon site? I have nothing lined up, and I'd be interested to hear what you're interested in hearing about. Anyway, that's been a special bonus episode of Patron Deities, a show about deities for my patrons. Thank you for listening, and thank you very much for supporting Monster Man on Patreon.